Russ Metz from the Bath County News Outlet. Mr. Metz, have you lived here all your life?
No, I have not, only the past 33 years.
Okay. What's it like running a small town newspaper?
Well, it's very interesting, very rewarding, and also very frustrating. About all you do in a small town newspaper is make a living, but there's a lot of enjoyment of being a part of the community and helping your community progress along.
How is the, in the newspaper business, how has it changed in the past years?
Well, it's changed tremendously from when I started out. It's gone from hot metal to coal type to computers. In the beginning, everything was done with hot metal. Your linotypes set all your words, letters, lines, and you locked them up in a form and put them on a press and printed them directly from those forms. Then offset came along, which is just what the word implies. The words are typed and up, pasted on a sheet of paper. A plate's made of them, and then this plate is printed on a blanket on a press and offset on the paper that you read. That's where they get the name offset. And that our first turn to offset was 1961, and then a few years ago we've gone to completely computers with laser printing. It's printed on a laser writer, you may be familiar with. And this we paste up for the printer. So we've seen tremendous change in the newspaper business, probably the most in the history of the world. Because when I first started out, we used what we call movable type. You set it by hand, a lot of it. But you don't have to do that anymore. Everything is typed on it like a typewriter machine. And the beauty of this, it stores so much where we couldn't store it before, you know. So we've seen a lot of change in this industry.
How long have you been in the newspaper business?
Well, I guess nearly 50 years. I started out in soon after graduation from high school in 1938, I guess. Then the war and two Air Forces interrupted me, and I came back after serving in the Royal Canadian Air Force and the U.S. Air Force for 5 years total, and got back into the newspaper business, been at it ever since. It's continuously since 1945.
Have you always been in Bath County, your newspaper?
No, I started out in Indiana, in southern Indiana, in my hometown of Canelton, Indiana. And from there I went to Boonville, Indiana, and served my apprenticeship on linotype, it's called. That was about 4 years, and just in a few years, linotype was going to be going out, but we didn't know it at the time. Then I moved to Salem, Indiana, and was editor of the Salem Leader for 10 years before coming to Bath County.
Did you have anything to do with the paper and the stuff in the wars? Did you do a newspaper in the war?
No, I did not. I was in the Air Force in Canada and the United States, and I flew B-24s, B-29s, and you name it.
How's the county changed?
Our Bath County, has it changed? it's changed tremendously in the last 33 years that we've been here. When we came here in 1960, there was only one industry listed in the county. That was our newspaper. The newspaper is an industry. Now there's several industries in the county, including two major ones down here that employ 200 to 400 people, and with a weekly payroll of something like $50,000. So boy, we've seen a lot of change in the economy in the last 30 years. And I think it's been a tremendous boost for our county that someday we'll have to do without tobacco. So, and farming is not going to be a major source of income in Bath County, not with the hills we got. So it's imperative that we have industries, and we're very lucky to have two diversified industries that probably won't be affected much by, you know, economic change.
In writing the newspaper, has the language changed a lot over the years?
No, I don't think so. Probably a lot from the time before I got into it, but now you have to be extremely careful because there are stronger libel laws than there used to be. And in the old days, if you saw your competitor walking down the street drunk, you'd put it in the paper that he's drunk. Today, you better be careful doing that. You better have proof that you can do that, or he'll sue you. You know what I mean? So you have to be a little more careful today. It was more colorful writing back then, but you can still write colorful today if you're careful and choose your words properly.
One of the big things that I've noticed in the newspaper is there's a lot of school activities. Does that play a major role in the newspaper?
Very much so to us. If we don't support the schools and encourage reading, where are we going to be tomorrow? If the kids can't read, they can't read our newspaper when they grow up. So we're very much attuned to this newspaper in a classroom thing. In fact, we furnish our schools here with nearly 500 newspapers every week, and we don't charge anything for that, simply because we believe that it's just good business to start kids out young reading a newspaper.
I know the Outlook is a well-respected business here in the county. What are there any major accomplishments that you've achieved as the Outlook?
Well, if you mean awards, we got nearly 500 hanging on the wall, both national and state. But if you mean local achievements, I think we've a lot of things that can be directly related to our paper. For instance, a bridge down here over Licking River down at Wyoming. The county tried for 30 years to get a bridge there, and so we took it as one of our projects, and I hounded the highway director, highway department commissioner, so much till he said he was running for governor. He said, "I'm going to build you that bridge." Well, he didn't get elected, but he built a bridge anyway. And our paper's been very strong in all your economic activities. I was president of the Bath County Industrial Foundation when we got our first major industry, which was Donatech. And I've been on the board of the Industrial Foundation ever since. And I guess we've been very influential. We support everything that's good for Bath County.
What's the, do y'all have a religion, Colin, do y'all have much to do with the religion in the Bath County, support the...
You mean our churches?
Yeah.
We do give them publicity, yes. We don't get involved in religious problems. That's their own problems to solve. any more than we get involved. We don't get involved in family problems, but we give their churches strong support because we believe in our churches. And, well, that's about all I can say. If they want news about the churches, we'll be glad to give it to them, you know.
Is the newspaper a good profession to get into?
Yes, it is, providing you don't care about getting rich. But if you want to get rich, you ought to be a mail carrier or a lawyer or a doctor. But the beauty of the newspaper business is you will make a good living, but you can create something every week, and every week is different. It's a lot like being a carpenter. You know, you start from the ground up and you build up until you see the finished product. Because when we start out each week for a new paper, it's nothing, blank pages there, and whatever you have in your head to write about. So it's definitely a profession of creativity, and that's what makes it so rewarding and self-satisfying, I think.
Is it hard to make a weekly newspaper?
To make it survive? Anymore it is, because I'll tell you, one of the biggest trends in merchandising has been the large discount stores like Walmart and Kmart, and they settle in the larger communities, which are bigger than Bath County or Owingsville, and generally they create a lot of empty stores down Main Street simply because, well, they got all the goods in one place and they claim to sell cheaper, which maybe they do and maybe they don't, but in recent years, we've seen more and more small towns with stores boarded up, you know. So it's very difficult to make it in a small town. Now, we're fortunate here that we got actually three towns to work from, and that's the only reason we can survive here. If we didn't have more in Mount Sterling, there wouldn't be any news outlook. You know, it's just that simple, because we don't have enough business here to support a newspaper. Because, contrary to what somebody may tell you, it's a little bit expensive to put out a newspaper, so you better have some money coming in on ads, or you won't be in business long.
What's the best way to get into the newspaper business?
Well, the best way is have a strong desire to get into it. I mean, you have to want to get into it, and then get a good basic foundation for it. That's in English and spelling and history, and preferably go to college and major in journalism. However, you don't have to major in journalism. If you'll major in English so you have a good command of the English language, you can still make it in newspaper business, because every newspaper is put together a little bit differently. We all, even though we're about the same as far as writing, when we put it together, it's a little bit different. So you have to go to work on a certain newspaper to find out what they want and how they do it. But if you've got a good foundation in English, got a good imagination, can write well, can spell well, then that's what it takes. But the main thing, you have to want to be in the newspaper business.